Let's go to Sarah in California, and she's got a question about her son. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Dr. Marshall?
Good. Thank you very much. How old is your son?
My son is 21 years old.
Okay, and how much does he weigh?
Oh, he's a little overweight, but he's working on it. He's 268.
Ooh, yes. Well, you know,
when... About 4 to 5 miles a day.
He what?
He's running about 4 to 5 miles a day.
That's very, very good. That'll help him a lot. But I'll tell you, when you do that, it's not uncommon to start seeing more and more mucus if you don't have enough salt. Okay? So one of the things we want to make sure of is that when he's running, that's a lot of weight to be running, so you need to be sure it is a run. So what I'd recommend is that he get a book called The New Aerobics by Kenneth Cooper. It's a very old book, but it's a masterpiece, and basically it'll tell you that you don't want to jog. Jogging is traversing a mile or a subset of a mile in more than 8 minutes, but less than 12. A run is traversing a mile or a subset of the mile in less than 8 minutes. If he is jogging, he could hurt his knees and ankles and hips. So what I would recommend is he go to a track and have the quarter mile and run half the quarter mile in less than a minute. And then he can walk and run and walk, like Dr. Cooper says, until he can run 3 miles straight. So he starts out with a 3 mile course first, and then he works up to a 5 mile course. And I have been, I have read this back in the 70s, and I have been a runner myself since 1974. And I would say it's one of the reasons I am still alive. I was poisoned with bad tryptophan years ago. I've had all kinds of weird things happen to me, and I'm still alive, and I think a good part of it is doing the exercise. So I want to encourage him to do it but not hurt himself. And the other sabotage that usually occurs is that by sweating heavily, especially a large man like your son, he is going to need maybe 2 or even 3 teaspoons of a good air-dried sea salt. And without it, he can't make HCl, hydrochloric acid. He can't hold fluid correctly in the intestine. And he's going to go to adrenal exhaustion, possibly, because of not having the salt. And in South American tribes, without the salt, they can all die. That's how important the salt is. So the simplest check for him, so glad you asked, how do you check, is when he breaks his sweat, you want him to taste the perspiration coming off the upper section of his arm, right where the arm curves off the shoulder. And that should taste slightly salty. If it doesn't, he should keep upping the salt till he gets it. But remember, we're not talking about melted, heated, junk supermarket salt. We're talking about not wet salt, dry, air-dried sea salt. So you can get our pink salt, or he can go to the market and get an air-dried sea salt. Okay?
All right.
And I have a feeling at his age, when you point him in the right direction, that may help him with his weight, his digestion, his energy, and it'll probably give him a nice clear nose, throat, and make all the change in the world there as well, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, and give me a buzz and let me know how he's doing after about 2 weeks, okay?
Sure, I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye now.